I invite you to turn to Revelation 3 with me, and continuing this study through the first part of the book with these letters to the churches. As you notice, when you come to Sardis today, all these churches in Asia Minor, very close proximity to one another, and even very close to Patmos, where the book of Revelation was written, and message of the Savior Jesus Christ to His churches. Ephesus was the, we remember that He commended the church for much, and He said, "But I have this against you, you have abandoned your first love." It seems almost like this is what Sardis is dealing with at a higher level or a more concerning level. Their heart was not right, their heart was not in it. The church was doing a lot of good work, a lot of good things, but at least for the most part, their heart was not right with God. Their heart was not in it. They didn't love the Lord as they once did. Smyrna was a suffering or persecuted church. Jesus commended them and gave them no negative message. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And you can think about the difficulties of life. It's really kind of an amazing time to be alive, isn't it? I mean, you think about, you know, like our friend Jason, it's frustrating that he can't get the care that he needs because it's easily reversed today. But 50 years ago, we wouldn't even be having that conversation, would we? 100 years ago, he just died, right? It's an amazing time to be alive, isn't it? It really is. And God has provided so much for us here, and let us never take that for granted. All that we have now. So many ways, we're so blessed to be alive. But can you imagine the hardship of just being in this body that they were just suffering and persecuted? Some of them were going to die for their faith. And Jesus commended them, gave them no negative message, but He told them to take hope and not to fear. And you can think about the blessing of these people whose life was so difficult on the front end. It felt like maybe they had so little or they were so mistreated. That now, thousands of years later, they've entered into the reward for their faith. They're with Christ Himself in a place of joy and perfection, and they've been rejoicing ever since. Isn't that awesome? And you can imagine with me, let your imagination go with these saints. The hardships of their past life must seem so small to them now. That's hard to really wrap your mind around as a human, isn't it? But it has to be so small to them now. It's so little compared to the glories that they've now received in Christ and the joy that they have because He is their God. And they're with Him forever. Their faith has come to fruition and now they're with Christ. Smyrna, the suffering church. Pergamum, the worldly church. And Jesus commended the ones that He said, "Hold fast my name, those that did not deny my faith," and singled out a guy, that interesting name, Antipas. He was challenged. He did not deny Jesus and died for Christ. But then, of course, again, we remember in Pergamum, some there held the teaching of Balaam and the Nicolaitans. And that, again, that's just part of being human, isn't it? And it's something that church needed to get right. That's why Jesus wrote to them in that way. But we're kind of in this mix together. And a lot of times that happens. And people are confused. And we see this in the counseling ministry. A lot of people are even confused. And you get the ungodly mixed in with the people that are faithful. Some, you know, you hold fast my name to the point of death. You know, those people are really practicing following Christ. But then some, just licentiousness, care more about money than they did about Christ. I started studying Malachi for the series after we end Revelation, which that might surprise you several months down. I typically do that. I like to have the study finished before I do one message, if possible, so that I go back and change. So this, you study the whole book, you get more insight. Their problem, the Jewish people, very clear in Malachi, materialistic, totally materialistic. They're all about money, stuff, here and the now. And they were living out their faith as if it was just a tack on. It was really a completely irrelevant faith. They didn't really believe what God had said.